Captain's Log. Stardate 6066.0. The Excelsior is approaching the resort planet Leno, where the crew will receive a week's R&R. I may have negotiated a discount by implying future business from the Federation, and I might have omitted just how far away that is. But after the brutal archaeological survey on Rakerin 5, the crew is tired. Everyone's earned a break. Come. Alex, have you seen these traffic regulations? Leno wants us to keep the Excelsior outside the system, file a detailed flight plan for the entire week, and handle all surface communication through Leno relays.
A bit elaborate, but I can imagine what it'd be like if they let everyone orbit the planet and use their own comm systems. Pandemonium.
Well, I suppose.
Anyway, shore leave schedules as requested, Captain. Engineering was a bit tricky. They're short-handed. But I agreed to help for a shift, and that's got them sorted.
Excellent. I'll have this posted immediately.
Thank you, sir. And, sir?
Yes, number one?
I noticed your name isn't on any of these schedules. Almost like you're not going.
Ah, yes. Good. You noticed.
You know I have to ask you when you're planning to take leave.
You know I have to answer that I'm staying aboard to catch up on paperwork.
You need rest as much as anyone on the Excelsior.
This is the part where I say that the ship needs me too much.
This is the part where I say the ship needs her captain to take care of himself.
And then I say something to the effect that you're being ridiculous, overreacting, that I'll be fine after some coffee.
And then I threaten to call Dr. Sharp and have her relieve you.
At which point I give in and you win the argument. Is that enough token resistance?
Token, Captain?
You think I'd miss this? They have a diner on this planet that serves the finest greasy spoon cuisine from over 65 systems. I read a review that said their cooks once ended a war by catering brunch to both sides. You know, but there's a certain etiquette about captains taking shore leave. And you played your part excellently.
Good. I'm glad to pretend put the pretend fear of God in you.
Now get out of here. I gotta make reservations. Space. The final frontier. Somewhere, a star is exploding. Somewhere, a new colony is harvesting its first crop. Somewhere, there's a city made of flame, neath a sky that screams with song. The Starship Excelsior's mission is to seek them out and bear witness. That's all you need to know. Star Trek Excelsior. Starring Larry Phelan as Captain Alcar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari. Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Michael Liebman as Ensign Bavoni Roll.
A Day in the Park by Lindsay Warner.
Group 18 Delta, ready for transport?
Energize.
Leno transporter relay online. Group 18 Delta, energizing. Leno control verifies group 18 Delta. Group 19 Beta, please enter the transporter chamber in an orderly fashion.
I have to say, Neva, I'm surprised you're coming with us for Girls' Day Out.
Lorok and I can spend time together another day. How often do I get to visit a pleasure planet with my girlfriends?
It's certainly a first for me. Melissa, you mentioned something about hot rocks.
Yep. Yes, I did, Asuka. But it's a surprise.
I can't wait. Any idea what the boys are doing?
None. And that's the way I want it.
Yeah, we don't want Yubari challenging them to arm wrestling contests all day.
Ever since I broke Sylvester's arm, they've been too scared to accept anyway.
Group 21, Epsilon.
Ooh, that's us.
Please enter the transporter chamber in an orderly fashion.
We're ready. Energize.
Lino, transporter relay online. Energizing.
Welcome to Lino, the happiest place in space. Whether you're here for an adventure, a vacation, or just need a place to rest your weary soul, Lino is here to cater to you. Those without a universal translator may select a complimentary model from the nearest
information. We're here!
That man is carrying the largest cotton candy I have ever seen.
He's Davidian. Fast metabolism. Believe it or not, it'll be gone within the hour. Now come on, girls. This way to the spa.
Wait. Spa? No one said anything about a spa.
Grab her, Neva.
Wait a second!
Right this way, Lieutenant.
Toledo, wait a second! The happiest place in space. Whether you're here for an adventure, a vacation, or just need a place to rest your weary soul, Lino is here to cater to you. Those without a universal translator...
Come on, Alex. We have to get there before the lines get too long.
It's nice to see you this excited over something other than mysteries for once.
The only mystery on my mind today is why aren't you walking faster?
Okay, I'm coming.
Ma'am, could you tell me where my hotel room is? Reservation under the name Dovan, minor name Alcar.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have a reservation under that name.
What? This is the check-in for Lino Paradise Resorts?
Yes, it is, sir. Is your name spelled D, apostrophe?
D-O-V-A-N. No apostrophe.
Oh, here it is, sir. I'm so sorry. You know how translators can get with spelling.
And my room?
Cabin 447 in the forest region. You'll take that monorail, the Explorer line, to the third stop, and a shuttle to the resort will be waiting for your luggage.
What about me?
Following the signs through the forest to your cabin will take you on a walk through some of Lino's luscious scenery.
That sounds nice. Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
Or just need a place to rest your weary soul, Lino is here to cater to you.
Wow, there sure is a lot to do.
Incredible, right? There were dozens of thrill parks like this around the planet.
Slow down, Roll. We're here for a few days.
We have to get on the orbit skimmer.
The orbit skimmer? Isn't that a bit intense?
It's the biggest ride on the planet. You couldn't find another like it anywhere in the galaxy.
It launches pods into space and sends them skipping along the atmosphere like a stone across water. No other planet would allow it.
Which is why we have to go.
Well, maybe later. Why don't we start with something a little more grounded?
Like what? The castle? It's basically a glorified gift shop.
I was hoping we could at least have dinner there. It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And it's the center of Lino's cultural heritage.
And, Alex, it is so boring. Why would you want... Wait.
What?
Is Neva going to be there?
Well, she mentioned they might be heading there after the spa.
No. We are not crashing Girls' Day Out. We are having a guy day, and we are riding on roller coasters.
But Roll...
Look, there's the line for the Terror Turner. Perfect place to start.
All right.
Well, I've got to hand it to him. This river valley has one hell of a view. I wonder if I could sit down here and drink in some sunlight. Maybe get a little work done. Dovan to Excelsior.
Lino Comm Relay. How may I route your call?
Oh, right. Patch me through to my ship, the Excelsior, parking registry NCC2KC.
Right away, sir.
Excelsior here. Commander Denia speaking.
This is the captain, Commander. I'm wondering if you can tie the Excelsior computer directly into my comm badge.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that.
What? Why not? I can secure it with my personal command codes.
Lieutenant Lorak's orders. He left me a message for you, just in case this came up.
What did the message say?
Hang on, I dropped it. Ah, here it is. He said, this is the part where I remind you that rest and relaxation do not include paperwork.
That was nice of him, but I'm overriding his orders. Tie me in now, Commander.
Ah, he said you'd say that, and then I'm supposed to say... Let's see. Yep, and this is the part where I threaten to have Kestra call Dr. Sharp.
Interrupting her day at the spa? And Jubari's? He'd sick the both of them on me?
He told me to send them your exact coordinates.
So what am I supposed to do instead? My reservation at the diner is hours from now. Paperwork is the only thing I know how to do in my off hours now.
Captain, if you're asking my advice, why don't you go up and make a friend? Say hi to the next person you see and find out where it takes you.
Commander, thank your gods you can't see how hard I'm rolling my eyes right now. Dovan out. Jehoshaphat.
What is it with all these lines?
Doesn't help that we waited in line for the Terror Turner for an hour.
How was I supposed to know I was too tall for it?
You could have read the sign.
There have to be a lot of species taller than humans.
And I'm sure they aren't allowed on the ride either. Anyway, we can just do something else and see if the lines die down, or just wait.
There has to be another option.
Well, I'm going for a snack. Want anything?
No. But stay away from those things that look like Jumja sticks. I think they might be toxic.
Sure thing, Bev.
I single-handedly took down an Inquisition of the Divine Celestial Imperium. I'm not going to let long lines beat me. That door looks like it leads to maintenance tunnels. And the blueprint said they have another exit near the front of the line.
Hey. Roll.
You tried the Jumja stick, didn't you?
It's not a Jumja stick.
Why don't we go to the bathroom? I think there's one over there.
It doesn't look like a bathroom.
I'm sure there's one in here. Somewhere.
Let me go!
Cut it out! You're gonna hurt yourself!
Get off of me!
You'll get home faster if you stop right. Ow! Ow, she bit me!
This isn't working.
You have a better idea for this brat?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't see you around the bend. Is there a problem?
What clued you in, Blue? Get him off me!
Oh, it's nothing. Just my daughter throwing a tantrum.
Daughter? Put on your sweater, dear. You know how it is with kids.
I don't, actually.
Ow! She bit me again.
Let's just say it's hard work. Sorry to disturb your walk, sir.
I'll be moving on, then. I hear there's a good view around the next bend.
Oh, yeah. Have fun. Can't you just hold the monster still for a minute?
Just get it over her arm.
I'm trying. Ow!
Don't let go.
Hey!
After her!
You again?
Blue, please.
Try these bushes, kid.
Got it.
Where did she...
She went right past me, up the path, round the next turn.
Thanks.
All right, kid, they're gone.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Why'd you help me?
I decided to follow some advice I got today. Already seems like a mistake. Did I just help you run away from home?
None of your beeswax.
You're a Kerrigan, right? Can't be more than 9 years old.
I'm almost 12.
Kid, if you're gonna lie, you should lie bolder than that. Tell me you're 16 next time. No way I'm letting a 9-year-old run around these woods by herself.
How you gonna stop me, Blue?
Simple. Either you tell me what's really going on, or I call your parents back here.
They aren't my parents. Those Desog patches grabbed
me. Hey! Language!
Yeah. Like you've never heard that before. Fine. Those jerks? Not my parents.
Cousins? Family friends?
Try kidnappers. I've been abducted.
You said there'd be a bathroom.
There was.
An employee bathroom.
It was an emergency. If they'd really wanted to keep us out, they'd have used stronger locks.
But now we're lost.
Yeah. Lost.
Why do I get the feeling this is exactly what you wanted?
You're still suspicious of me, Alex? After all we've been through?
I'm still suspicious of you because of all we've been through, Bev. Wait. Do you hear that?
What?
That. Around the corner. Oh, Maker.
It's just a bunch of machinery. Runs the rides. Come on, Alex.
Roll. Look at this.
Yeah. I think it's for the tsunami jumper. The line should be close by.
Wow! Look at that capacity stabilizer. And that over there looks like a warp coil, but I've never seen one used like this before. No dilithium to speak of. I wonder what focusing element they're using.
Oh, no.
And do you see that unit over there? I've got to get a closer look at this.
I brought an engineer into a maintenance tunnel. How did I not see this coming?
Bev, you've got to come see this.
Coming. Okay, I can handle this. It's just a matter of distracting Lorak from the engineer's tunnel. How hard can it be?
I think we could adapt this design to boost auxiliary power on the Excelsior by 3 or 4%.
How hard can it be?
Welcome, Galactic Travelers, to the greatest challenge you will ever face. Laser Tackle. An epic test of hand-to-hand combat, marksmanship, and strategy. Present your signed waivers at the Armory to gear up for battle.
I confess it wasn't my best showing.
Sir, with respect, sir, you got owned, sir.
All right, fair enough. But if any of you are even considering telling Ensign Roll or Lieutenant Yubari about this, just remember who's in charge of your training schedule. I can have the entire Marine detachment sent on a 2-week training to that demon-class planet a few light years back.
Hey, I'm an engineer. What's to stop me from telling them you got taken down by an 11-year-old?
Mr. Novacek.
Sir.
What would you and your men do to an engineer whose lack of discretion got you stranded on a Y-class space rock for 2 weeks?
Sir, I regret that I cannot answer your question in the company of so many families with young children, sir.
No one will hear about this from me, Major.
Major! Major!
Mom, what are you doing here, Mom?
After my escape from the spa... Well, an employee told me this was a good place to punch something.
She's right about that, ma'am. The next round is about to start. Join our team.
I'm in. Get me some gear, Novacek.
Officer. Excuse me, officer?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
This young girl...
I want to get on the spinner!
Huh?
Oh, of course, young miss. The spinner is in Glyph. You can take the monorail over there, beside the Grove Grill.
Thank you, officer.
Hey, I'm coming! You don't have to pull my arm off!
Good luck with it.
He was with Lino Security. He was going to help us, kid.
We can't trust them! Lino Security is in on it.
In on what? You still haven't told me what this is about. Why were you kidnapped?
Because my parents are rich.
Okay, who are they? How do we get in touch with them?
I'm not supposed to say.
If you want my help, you're going to have to.
Who said I wanted your help?
You're a smart enough kid to know you need somebody's help.
Oh, I hate it when adults are right.
I know how you feel. I hate it when admirals are right. Let's start small. What's your name?
It's Mina.
Good. I'm Alcar. Now, you said your parents are rich. Is this a ransom?
I thought so at first, but They haven't called my parents or anything.
So who are your parents?
Blue, I'm really not supposed to tell anyone.
Then I can't help you find them.
Blue, my mom is...
There she is! She's with that blue girl.
Dovan to Excelsior. Two for emergency beam up.
Get them!
Dovan to Janiyah. Come in!
Officer, get them!
What is the parking registry number for your ship so I can...
Forget it. Run!
Watch out!
Hey!
The monorail's up ahead.
Yeah, but it looks like it's about to leave.
Not without me, it's not.
Doors closing.
We made it! At least we got the car to ourselves. I should never have let my first officer talk me into these comm restrictions.
You're first officer? What are you? A cargo captain?
Something like that. We'll talk after I get a call through to my ship.
Don't!
What?
Don't you get it? The comm lines are monitored. You call out, and we'd never last long enough for your ship to get here.
Why are you so convinced?
Oh, no. Wait. Do you see that?
Don't change the subject.
No, really. Come over to this computer screen. If I just...
The missing girl was last seen with a blue male of unknown species.
The man must have gone for reinforcements while the woman was chasing us. Wait. How did you get access to this channel? This is the internal company net.
The father reports that they boarded the last monorail to Glint. Security forces are surrounding the monorail's next stop.
Jehoshaphat.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
What are you doing?
Attention, passengers. This monorail has been rerouted to Reist, home of the Wild Waters Park and Spa. We apologize for the inconvenience.
How'd you do that?
Magic.
I'm serious.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Just like you're not supposed to tell about your parents.
Something like that.
Mina, I wouldn't ask if I didn't need to know.
My mom owns Leno.
What?
She's in charge. She's...
Nella Wren, the CEO?
I just call her Mom. My dad works with governments on other planets. He's an...
A diplomat?
Sorta. He says he makes angry people shut up and listen to each other.
My kind of diplomat. But shouldn't Leno Security be tearing the planet apart looking for you?
That's why it has to be an inside job. I don't think my parents even know I've been kidnapped.
Well, then we should probably call them up and let them know. Where's the nearest computer?
It's not going to be that easy.
It never is.
My parents are in a big meeting. There's no communications in or out except from the castle. And that's got the best security on the planet. They'll spot us right away.
Okay, so where's this meeting?
On the moon.
The moon?
Yeah, there's a shuttle up to it. It's got a few amusement parks and nightclubs, but it's also where most of the offices are.
The second we get on that shuttle, we'll be trapped. Even with security looking for us, the castle still seems like the better choice.
Reist isn't far from there. I can make it.
We can make it.
This is just ingenious. I'd never have thought of bypassing the power couplings that way. Roll?
Just over here, Alex, using this computer terminal. Now, there's gotta be a way to steer it back toward the rise. If I can find a map... Well, that's interesting.
Lieutenant, can you take a look at this for me?
But, Miss Capacitor... Alex, please. All right. What is it? Does anything about this map of the energy grid seem off to you?
I don't see any.
A dead zone, right in the middle of some major equipment.
Even if they were doing repairs, they wouldn't have to route energy away from a zone that big. There's no reason for that to be there.
I can think of a reason.
Do I want to know?
Let's go check it out.
Oh, all right.
There's no chance we make it to the castle to send a message to your parents. And the orbital shuttle depot will be crawling with security by now.
I wish Cammy were here. She'd know what to do.
Who's Cammy?
My mother's assistant. She's really smart.
Well, what would she do?
She'd remind me that there's always more than one way to do things. There might be another way up to the moon if you've got a strong stomach.
I'm Bolian. My stomachs are literally ironclad.
Then maybe we can take the orbit skimmer.
Isn't that a ride?
Mostly, I have a thing.
A thing?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
You know how the monorail didn't leave until we were on it?
Or how a 9-year-old somehow rerouted the monorail, then hacked the company network?
I have a master key.
What's that?
Mostly, it's cool stuff like unlimited rides and free candy, but the master key gives me access to everything in the park. Almost. I can use it to take control of the orbit skimmer and take it to the moon, as long as an adult is with me.
So, you need a driver?
Ugh, parental controls.
We'll need to change your appearance.
Leave that to me. I need a princess dress, some UV spray, an ugly shirt with flowers, and 3 blue snow cones.
Hey, you there.
Not again!
Here's the power relay box.
That's odd.
What?
Well, look. They didn't just throw the switch and shut off the section. They used this little module instead to shunt the power back to the mains. Very improvised. A little dangerous.
Why would somebody want to do it that way?
I'd do it if... if I didn't want the power fluctuation to be noticed by the automatic governor.
Exactly. The security system here is good. It can't be turned off.
But if you remove all power from an entire section, security would go with it.
And you have a secret meeting.
How'd you guess?
This used to be my job. Whoever did this is a bit amateur. I would never have ignored the off chance that somebody wandering around the basement might glance at a physical coverage monitor. Because that's how this happens.
What are you doing?
Deactivating the shunt.
No! That'll alert them. Do it like this.
Why?
Because that will bring it the security fee.
I'm telling you, it's not acceptable.
It's a reasonable loss coming.
Security feed online.
Why would any shirt need this many flowers on it? I hope nobody sees me in this. Hey, Mina, are you ready?
1 second. Okay. Ta-da!
You look blue.
I sure do. Now people will think we're related. And that dumb shirt you have on just screams tourist.
How'd you do that, kid? I didn't see any makeup in there, but you're as blue as my quarter brother Arvid.
Oh, I have my tricks. Cammy teaches me all sorts of stuff. Now... Daddy, I want to go in the orbit skimmer now, Daddy, please!
What? Oh, yeah. All right, sweetie.
Can't you act at all?
No, but I've got a great singing voice. Come on, kid, the monorail's over here.
Door's closing.
There's no way they can track your use of the master key, right?
I don't think so.
You don't know?
I am only 9. Before today, I only used it for rides and food and stuff.
Attention, passengers. This monorail is bound for Glade, home of Leno's greatest thrills, including the Orbit Skimmer and the Laser Tackle Dome.
Somehow, I doubt that's all you used it for, kid.
Prove it, Blue.
In any case, I think we should limit our use of the Master Key until we're aboard the Orbit Skimmer.
What? Do we have to?
Ugh, Cobol, kid. That voice is really annoying.
I know, right?
We're disguised. We can lay low for a while, but if we pull out that Master Key, we may be in cuffs before we ever get to the front of the line.
But what if...
It's a risk, Mina. A calculated risk. You're just going to have to trust me.
Fine.
You sound like my first officer. Come on, we're here.
Welcome to Glade, home of Leno's greatest thrills, including the Orbit Skimmer and the Laser Tackle Dome. Doors closing.
Okay, so where's the map?
I know where the best ride on the planet is, Blue.
Ow, you got a tight grip.
It's not like we're hiding it. We know what people come to Glade to ride.
Welcome to the Orbit Skimmer. On this ride, you will be exposed to extreme G-forces. Persons with vertebrate conditions and those who are pregnant...
Yeah, just give us our tickets.
Current wait time for the Orbit Skimmer is 1 hour and 40 minutes. Your tickets will be when it is time to prepare for boarding. Please enjoy your wait.
100 minutes?
We could go faster with the Master Key.
That's all right. We can wait.
Fine.
When did you last eat?
You're thinking about food?
It's the old family motto. You gotta eat. When was your last bite?
I am kinda hungry. My kidnappers didn't feed me.
I've got credits. And I think my reservation at the diner is just a few minutes away.
No, it was one thing when we had the master key. We could gain access to the summit. All we had to do was blow everyone in it to blazes. Daring, but sane. What you are suggesting is way past that line.
We no longer have the master key, and our family cannot allow this summit to continue.
Of course we can't let the Watan and the Milo Alliance sign a peace treaty, Stymek. I'm not a moron. But you're talking about blowing up the occupied moon of a very populated planet.
You would prefer another target, a military target, then name the system. It took us 9 months to learn that Katak Rin is mediating the peace negotiations, another 3 to find out that the final conference was happening here on neutral ground that his wife happens to own. 6 more to infiltrate Leno's corporate infrastructure and kidnap one of the Master Key holders. Now we've lost her, and reports say the Watan and the Alliance are ours from a public draft agreement. If you give me a better option in the next 2 hours, I'll call off our strike force and send it wherever you point, Kami. Otherwise, they will shatter the moon.
Overkill, Stymek. Overkill. The only strike force we need is Leno Security. The entire planet is looking for Mina and this mysterious blue guardian she's picked up. We'll find her, we'll get her master key, and then you won't need mass destruction, because mass murdering the delegates and the Wrens will be quite enough.
You speak very confidently for a person who promised this would go off without so much as a mewling a few hours ago.
Look, I know everything about Mina. I know her favorite rides, I know her hiding places, I know what she eats when she goes to the park concession stands. And she trusts me as much as she trusts her own mother. The personal touch, dear uncle, is worth 100 of your planet-killer missiles.
Let's hope so, Kami. The Watan and the Milo Alliance have been at war for decades. Their peace agreement means the end of our family. I have to coordinate with the Strike Force. For family.
We're family.
What have I gotten myself into? All right, boys. We can restore power to the section now.
Quick, switch it off before they notice.
Got it.
Did we just stumble upon a conspiracy to destroy the planet?
The moon, sir. The planet will only be rendered uninhabitable.
Obviously, we'll have to stop them.
Obviously. But do you think we have time to ride the Whirligag first? Kidding.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you look pleased with yourself.
I have just seen the face of God, and he is in this sandwich. What is this gray stuff? I've never seen anything like it. But I can understand how it might end a war.
You've never had a TFK sandwich before? Where are you from?
A long, long way from here. Where they don't make TF or K, apparently.
Don't forget we have to be on that orbit skimmer the minute our tickets activate.
Kid, you forget. This is why I came to this planet. You are just a side project I took to pass the time between my arrival and this meal. What'd you get anyway? Something healthy, like I said?
Kinda.
Kinda?
Don't be mean. It's an amusement park. There's not a lot of healthy food.
So what is it?
I own a sandwich, no peeps, extra leaves, double drabble, and a half side of kelp with a quarter side capion fruit.
That's an awfully specific order.
I know what I like. Cammy introduced me to it. I get it every time I eat at one of these places.
Every time?
Yeah. What's... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. We better leave.
Too late. There.
Look. That's her there. It's blue. Dude, it's a disguise. I don't know. They look like tourists. We got the call. Let's take a closer look. All I'm saying. All right, a closer look.
Keep your eyes focused on me and your plate, kid. Don't look at them.
Excuse me, sir. Miss?
Stay right behind me. Oh, officers! I'm glad to see you.
We need to ask you a few questions, sir.
Really? Oh, I thought you were here about... Oh, officer, there's something on your chin. A little food, I think.
Oh. Did I get it?
I don't see it.
No, see? Look, it's right here! Run, Lena!
Stop! Lena, security! Stop!
I need backup!
What's this coming up?
The Laser Tackle Pavilion. A fighting game.
Perfect. The Marines were talking about that.
Please, a big hand for the all-time champion of laser tackle, new holder of the highest score on record, Lieutenant Asuka Yubari!
Are you kidding me? Yubari! Hey, Yubari!
Captain!
We could use a little help here, Lieutenant.
What are you doing? Who is this girl?
Long story. Security's after us, trying to kidnap this girl. They're basically mall cops, but there are a lot of them. There's one right behind us, and I saw at least five more converging on this area.
Major.
Mom?
Two men, maneuver orange, vector prime, take left flank.
Yes, Mom.
Novacek, two more men, same orientation, get behind them and take them out.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you, frontal assault, absorb their attacks and keep pressure off the captain. Oorah! Dover, with me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Come on, Mina.
Okay.
Novacek and the Major are making a feint, breaking a hole in their lines. They'll expect us to escort you out through there, so that's where they'll send all their reinforcements.
But that's not where we're going.
No. I'm getting you out through the laser tackle maze. I know it pretty much by heart now, but nobody else seems to.
I... Blue, I need to catch my breath. Please.
Yubari!
Over here. We can wait here for a minute. How did you get the whole planet after you anyway? We've only been here 6 hours. You can't have offended that many people.
I resent that. I absolutely can offend that many people in 6 hours.
Hey, kid, what are you doing to my gear?
You can only zap people with laser tackle stuff if the other person is wearing laser tackle stuff. Now your gear can zap anyone.
Master Key?
Yep.
I can zap anyone I want, like a phaser on stun.
Yep.
I like her.
I swear I saw them running here.
Let's take a look.
They're right around the corner.
Yes, they are. Hello, boys.
Who are you?
I'm the new all-time laser tackle champion. Want to see my gear?
Ah!
Captain, take her and go. 2 lefts and a right.
Come on, kid!
Alcor, I can't keep up. My legs aren't long enough.
We have to escape.
Give me your hand.
What are you...
Gotcha.
Blue!
Shut up, you brat. And you stay on the floor. The family doesn't take kindly to your kind of trouble.
Oh, my head!
Stop it!
And one more to make sure you don't follow. Come on, girl. Oh, you weigh more than you look.
Blue, snap out of it! Are you okay? Help me! Alcor, help me!
Captain. Captain. Captain, wake up before I zap you awake.
Yes, ma'am. I'm up. How long?
A few minutes. Where's the kid?
A second group surprised us. They got her.
What's that on your pinky? Is that a ring?
What? I'm not,
You don't know.
Let me just try to twist it off.
Laser tackle safety's re-engaged.
Huh. I think Mina may have slipped me the master key.
The what?
It gave her full access to the park. Let me try that again.
Laser tackle safety's disengaged.
Will that help us find her?
I don't know. I just wish we had some backup. Master key, locate Mina.
Huh. I didn't notice that computer terminal there before.
That's because it wasn't there before. It's a map.
So we take the service door here, then through some crazy tunnels.
Do you have anything we could download the map to? We can't contact the ship without being traced.
Can't you just use the master key?
It doesn't work like... I guess it does work like that. Follow the glowing blue line on the floor, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Excellent work, gentlemen. Proceed to the shuttle. I'll meet you on the moon.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't harm her. Do you hear me?
But if she doesn't cooperate...
Then scare her. Don't hurt her. Clear?
Clear, ma'am. Out.
Thank goodness. Now to tell Stymek we have the key so he can call off his nuke fleet.
Ah, Cammy, excellent. You're here.
CEO Nella, what are you doing here? I thought you were on the moon.
Oh, my husband has the situation well in hand. I decided to return to the castle to get some work done.
Is that so?
It's the perfect time to catch up. Pull last quarter's fiscal report, find out why the price of Capion fruit has gotten so outrageous, and then fix it.
Absolutely, CEO. Just let me make a call first.
Cammy, I really need this done now.
I understand. I just...
You know the rules. No personal calls on company time. The computer has restricted your communications until you finish the task I just assigned. I'll be in my office.
Oh, I hate her so much.
Oh, and Cammy, do you know where Mina is?
I believe she's on her way to the moon.
I'll just see her later then.
Unless she gets blown up because you won't let me tell Stymek to call off the strike.
Looks like there's a turn up.
Oh, watch where you're. Captain?
Rawl? What are you doing here?
Stumbling on a plot to destroy the planet. You?
Trying to rescue a girl who's been kidnapped.
We can't even pull off a normal shore leave.
Speaking of which, I didn't think anyone could pull off a Hawaiian shirt. But you make it work, Captain.
We don't have time for this. Captain, which way from here?
This is the end of the line, Yubari. I don't understand it. Mina's not here.
I think I do. Before you said you wanted to look for Mina, you wished we had backup.
And it led us to Lorok and Rawl. Not what I meant.
Do you mind telling us what's going on, sir?
It's a bit complicated.
Well, we are trying to stop someone from destroying the moon.
The moon?
Apparently, there's a secret peace talk on the moon. Some kind of terrorist group wants to stop it. I don't know what their first plan was, but now they're going to blow up the moon.
I think I get it. The girl we're looking for, Mina, she's the CEO's daughter.
She's what?
And her father is a diplomat. She said that her parents were in some important meeting. A meeting you could only access with a master key. We couldn't figure out why Mina was kidnapped. I think it's because she had a master key. They wanted into that meeting.
Probably to blow it up.
You said that she was kidnapped. So they had the master key.
She slipped it to me.
So they're after you now?
Only if they realize Mina doesn't have it.
She'll stall. She's almost as sneaky as Bev.
We need more intel.
There's a computer there.
Got it. If we assume Mina is being taken to the moon, the next shuttle's in 5 minutes. We can't make it.
What about the orbit skimmer? Mina said we could use it to fly to the moon.
There's nothing about that here, sir.
Here. Try it now. Now with 100% more master key.
That... Oh. Wow. Yes, I guess the orbit skimmer can fly to the moon.
What's this part down here? That's not moon flight.
No, that's... Captain, according to this, the entire orbit skimmer system can be taken over to act as a planetary defense grid. In fact, it looks like, unofficially, that's what it was built for. They only realized they could turn it into a ride halfway into construction.
But it takes 2 master key holders to activate it. One in the castle and one on the moon.
Anything about Mina?
Not in this database. I'm sorry, sir.
What is that annoying sound?
It's not the computer.
I think it's you, Captain.
So it is. Of course. 100 minutes.
What are those?
Our tickets to the moon.
Computer, pull up the cost of Capian fruit. What's that?
An orbit skimmer has left its flight path.
A malfunction.
Negative. The pod is on course for the moon.
Odd. Mina's new rescuers, perhaps. Computer, mark the pod as debris and send a drone.
There are 2 life forms aboard.
Destroy it. Override Stagmus.
Acknowledged.
So I can override safety protocols, but I can't make a phone call.
Affirmative.
Absurd. Give me that report again. The sooner I finish, the sooner I can call Stymek.
Would you stop whining?
I'm just saying, why does Lorok get to go up in the orbit skimmer without me?
Because we need to get to the CEO so that she can activate the planetary defense system from the castle. And that's a job for an infiltration specialist.
Who needs a specialist for this? It's not like they know our faces. We can pretty much walk right in.
The castle has top-notch security, and the CEO's office is located in the highest tower. Our only weapon is my non-lethal laser gear, and we can't trust security. How exactly can we walk right in?
Easy. We'll use these.
Badges.
While I was snooping through the computers with Dovan's master key, I realized that I could create fake identities for us, ones with high-level access.
So, who are we?
I am Lord Robert, and you are Princess Frost.
On what world am I a princess?
On an Amazon warrior-type planet?
You may live.
You are as merciful as you are beautiful, my lady.
Don't push it.
Right. These VIP passes should get us through most of the security, but we'll have to improvise a way up to the tower when we get there.
This monorail is approaching the castle, the heart of Leno.
Well, you better think fast.
Captain?
No, Mr. Lorok. Request denied.
Captain?
No, you will not be sick on this ride. We're barely halfway to the moon, and I don't see a barf bag.
An obvious oversight, isn't it?
Hang on. I got something on scanners. Intercept course.
Let me.
Any idea what it is?
Some kind of automated probe, maybe. These readings. It's charging weapons!
Evasive!
Are there any shields on this thing?
Nope. Give me weapons.
They're not working.
It's an orbital defense pod. It must have weapons.
It does, but they aren't activated.
Try the master key. It enabled all the flight controls in the first place.
Just did. Nothing. It must stay locked while the whole system is active.
Hang on.
Bypassing.
I can't keep this up for long.
What I wouldn't give for a sonic screwdriver.
Really, Alex?
I'm almost there.
Brace yourself! Told you to stay buckled in.
An L4. I should have known. Just this conduit, then. Got it.
Weapons hot and weapons free!
You got it.
Well done, number one.
Thank you, sir. May I suggest we proceed to the moon?
Make it so.
Why does that work when you say it?
Huh?
Nothing. Full speed ahead.
We're clear.
Good. Then would you please get out? These ventilation shafts are way too small for me.
Just one sec.
Whew. Much better. Getting down.
According to the plans, there's an elevator around the corner that goes to the CEO's office. There will be one or two guards on it.
Right. So here's what we'll do. There's some kind of crisis about Capian fruit. I'll pretend that I'm the representative of the company and have them tell her assistant I'm here. Then, they'll radio up to tell her, and she'll want to see me right away. Once I'm up there, I'll make sure there aren't
any problems. Hey, what do you think you're...
And then I'll have her tell her people that you are my assistant and send you up.
You ready?
What?
I knocked out the guards while you were talking. There's a DNA scanner to get on the elevator, but the guard's DNA worked.
Oh. I guess we should go up then.
Come on.
Knocked him out? Where's the elegance in that?
Listen, Brat. You are going to let us into that meeting now.
I told you. I can't.
Unbelievable. This is your last chance to cooperate, girl. My buddy is out there calling Steinbeck, and I know what he'll say. You open the doors, or you're no longer worth keeping alive.
Hey.
Ah, you're back. Maybe you can get her to play smart.
Steinbeck told us to use more forceful methods with the girl. He'll call off the strike force once we have the key.
The strike force is still coming? To destroy the moon? The moon we're still on?
He said it would motivate us.
Girlie, You're gonna be sorry you didn't talk to us earlier.
Do you hear that?
What is that? Is that gas?
Grab the girl. We're moving out.
No! Ah! Let me go, you ugly disapet.
Oh, my God. Where did a girl your age learn that word?
Help me with her legs.
The lights. Lock the door.
I can't see.
Hi. Did you know that ancient Boleans hunted by smell?
What?
Yeah, we have amazing noses. Usually a curse, but a fist fight in a dark room. And that's all the science facts I have for you today. Mina!
Blue!
Take my hand, kid. Let's get out of here.
What took you so long?
Oh, I'm sorry. Won't let it happen again. Nice gas leak, Lieutenant.
Thank you. And close the door behind you. The more gas gets trapped in that room, the longer they'll sleep. So, what next?
Well, I'd love to stop by the summit and meet Mina's dad, but there's no time. And the bad guys are probably watching the entrances. We gotta get the master key to the control center and activate the orbital defenses.
Do you know the way?
No, but I do.
All right, Roll. You're up.
Me?
I'm the combat person. You're the people person.
You're assuming the CEO's office hasn't already been compromised.
Well, if it has, I'm still armed.
With a child's laser gun?
Do your job right, and I won't have to use it.
You can't just order me around like that.
Actually, I can. Ensign.
Are you two done?
Wait, Cammy?
Fantastic. Walk-ins who do their research. I don't have any appointments scheduled today, and walk-ins are not welcome. Get out.
We need to see CEO Nella Wren.
She's not available, but I can arrange a sit-down with Callis Stawn, our chief of security.
Ha ha!
Cammy?
Cammy, I need the maintenance schedule for the Terror Who are these people?
They're...
We're from maintenance, ma'am. You called about the Terror Turner?
Very proactive of you, Cammy. I'm impressed.
But they aren't...
Chief Steinmeck sent us up, Cammy.
Really?
Step into my office, gentlemen.
Of course, CEO.
Hold on. I need to run their security check.
You haven't checked them yet?
They just got here. Can you free my comm panel so I can call security, CEO?
We've never called security before.
A heightened alert. Because of the conference?
Consider the channel open.
Roll, we're gonna get made.
Cammy, this is urgent. Can we go in now, and you can run the security check during our meeting? Steinmeck will vouch for us.
That seems acceptable.
I'll at least need to see your badges.
Sure. Let me just pull mine out. You know, this is why the maintenance gang calls you the Great Compromise.
You mean the Great Compromiser?
No. I mean Cammy is the Great Compromise. Asuka!
All right, that's enough.
A gun? Why do you have a gun?
You're not with Steinmeck. Up against the wall.
Then who are they?
You too, CEO. Against the wall.
What?
Now, CEO. What's taking you, princess?
You haven't noticed that I'm pointing a gun at your head too, lady.
A laser tackle gun? Yeah.
Unlocked with a master key.
How do you know about the master keys?
Huh. You must be the Blue Boy's collaborators. How did you know about me?
I overheard your meeting with Steinmeck today in the tunnels. Otherwise, your cover was excellent.
Cover? What is he talking about, Cammy?
I would have walked right into this. Practically did anyway. Had to improvise that ludicrous story about Steinmeck and hope it held for a few seconds.
Just long enough to signal your muscle to train a gun on me.
But still not fast enough to keep you from doing the same. You have my professional respect.
Now? Really?
A good infiltration is a good infiltration. That doesn't mean I'll let her off the hook for trying to blow up the moon. The moon with Mina on it.
The moon? Is Mina in danger, Cammy?
I don't to blow up the moon. I just need to make a phone call, and they'll call off the strike force.
I think we should let her.
As long as I don't have to put my gun down.
Fantastic.
I demand somebody tell me.
You know that ride where you make a wish, CEO? Every time I ride it, I wish you'd give me an excuse to shoot you. Be quiet.
Oh!
Computer, put me through to Greenfield Exchange. ID Steinmeck.
Connected.
Kami, where have you been?
The CEO turned off my comms. We have the girl. Call off the strike.
No.
What do you mean, no? We have the master key. Just get into the summit and kill everyone there.
What?
Nella?
We had the master key. That blue medalist stole her back. And your cousins didn't have much luck with her. Apparently someone told them not to hurt her.
Stymek, you can't let this happen.
It's already done. The moon will be destroyed in 20 cycles. I suggest you wrap up any remaining business and meet me at the rendezvous. You won't want to be on Lino when its moon explodes. For family, Kami.
For family.
Stymek out.
How long have you been working for them?
Oh, the whole time, Nella. We needed to end the peace negotiations between the Milo and the Wanton. That's all.
You're going to kill my husband? My daughter?
And you think I don't regret that? I've been more of a mother to Mina than you ever have.
You bitch!
No! She still has a gun, CEO.
We can stop this. Nella, we can activate the orbital defense with your master key.
You can what?
We can still stop this, Cammy. We can save Mina.
There's more at stake than just Mina.
There's always more at stake. I used to tell myself that, too.
Like you know.
A just society must go to any lengths to defend itself. I let a lot of horrible things happen for that idea. Let a lot of people die.
So what changed? You got caught? Turned on your people to save yourself?
Oh, I was way too good to get caught. No. I met someone who made me realize that we were sacrificing all the things that made our survival worthwhile. We changed our ways.
And everything was flowers and sweetmints from then on?
No. Actually, we came within a hair's breadth of galactic annihilation. Changing isn't cheap. But when Zero Hour finally came, I knew that I was happier to die that day for what I believed in than I had been to live preserving a facade for a long, long time before. Don't let that happen to you, Cammy. Save the moon. Save Mina.
Oh, well. What's this? Looks like just the sort of thing you'd want Lino's chief of security to stumble into.
Kalis! Oh, thank the Lores. Arrest them, all three.
Nah, I don't think so, Nella. In fact, I'm resigning, effective immediately. Cammy, Stymek sent me to help extract you. And maybe kill the CEO. He knows you don't like her.
How much of this company's senior staff was actually working for the company?
And these two? More collateral damage?
Please, Cammy, I'll give you anything you want. Money? A spot on the board? I mean, please don't do this.
Shut up. Good to see you too, Stawn. Hold on, I want to stun Nella. She'll make a good hostage. The other two? Yeah, kill them.
You sure? This one's got a gun pointed at your head.
Laser tackle gun. It'll knock me out, but now I have you to rescue me from this doomed planet.
Darn it!
Oh, and Stawn?
Yeah, cuz?
Sorry about this.
You shot your own man? My man? Who was your man?
What? He's just stunned. I want a top-of-the-line courier ship, a constant supply of dilithium crystals, and 50,000 shares in your company.
20,000. 50 it is.
Deal.
Now that that's settled...
Nella, we need your master key to activate the orbital defense. Can you call Mina's master key and ask her to activate the one on the moon?
Of course. Cammy, if you would.
Are you serious right now?
You haven't resigned.
Unbelievable.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Good. We'll go after Stymek.
We will?
Yes. We will.
But we have the kid back and the planet safe.
I've met men like Stymek. Blowing up a moon was only his first fallback. He will have others.
He's right. Stymek doesn't fail.
I'll send some of our security with you.
No, we keep a close eye on security when we aren't manipulating them.
Or infiltrating them.
That's part of manipulation.
Good
Reef, there are two of them.
Whatever you're planning to do, do it now and far out of my sight.
Right. Move out. Lieutenant, can you contact the Major while I confer with our new ally?
What makes you think I can contact the Major?
Oh, you Marines spend half your time making up code names in private languages. I've seen you using them in the Delta Lounge. I'm sure you can thwart a little feeble communications network monitoring, codename Blossom.
I was afraid that would come out someday.
Your secret's safe with me, ma'am. All right, Cammy. So where is this rendezvous?
There's a disused launch site next to the docks in Wilm. I had a shuttle stored there. It was a backup escape plan.
All right. Do you think that you can play Stymec?
Do you trust me to?
Trust doesn't come easily to me.
That's not a no.
You'd think I was a fool if I said yes. Let's just say, I think I understand what's going on in your mind.
Do you?
You told your family not to hurt Mina. People like us don't care about the people we're conning. Not usually.
We aren't what you think. We're not terrorists. We don't favor either side. We're a family.
A family?
A massive extended family of arms dealers.
And peace would destroy your business.
Stymec is convinced that without the business, our family would fall apart. It's what ties us together.
Then why are you helping us?
Because family isn't just born. It's adopted. War orphans, mainly. I hoped. That is, I thought.
That you could take Mina into the family.
Her parents were supposed to be in that meeting. I guess I started to see Mina as part of our family a little prematurely.
I think you had doubts before that.
Of course I did. Stymec is one of the more extreme members of the family. But he is very convincing.
There are other ways to preserve your family.
Maybe.
Master key 45 degrees until you hear it click.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Excellent. Now confirm the Orbit Skimmer outage notice and send partial vouchers to all current Orbit Skimmer ticket holders, and you're done.
We did it?
You did it, Mina. I simply guided you.
The defense system is coming online. Oh, Mina, come look at this. It's amazing.
The Orbit Skimmer cars are all glowing.
They're building up weapons charge. Any ship that passes the parking perimeter will be destroyed. The moon and my family are safe.
Oh, good. This won't target our Orbit Skimmer, will it?
It shouldn't. Why? And come to think of it, where did your captain go?
He's just,
he's going to make sure the bad guy doesn't get away.
What?
I'm still not sure about our routes, Mom. We have one disruptor between the three of us. If Cammy was right about there being 20 armed people in there...
Well, maybe we should wait a little longer for more Marine backup.
We don't have to take out 20 of them if Cammy does a good job with the sonic grenade.
That's just it, Ensign. Are you certain we can trust her?
Certain? No. But the plan to murder the moon had already brought her to a tipping point, and Mina pushed her past it.
That's the grenade!
It went off too soon!
We have to move in. Slowly.
Traitor, you've given up your family and for
Looks
what?
Like about half of them are down.
Your family failed because of your sentimentality?
I should have walked away when you decided to kill a planet.
It was for family.
It was for yourself. Our family never approved this. That's why you convinced us to do it all in secret.
I will destroy whatever threatens my family. Even you.
You wouldn't dare.
I trusted you, Kami.
And I trust you, Stymec. Take my disruptor. There. Your niece's life is in your hands.
My niece died when you betrayed us.
Cammy! Ah!
Roll, wait! Oh, Major, cover us!
Mom.
Hey, stop! Ah!
Who is that?
He's my shipmate.
You made him mad.
Just who the hell are you?
A friend of Cammy's.
She doesn't need friends. She has family.
Now she has both. And you have neither. Let's see.
Let's go.
You tried to destroy the moon my best friend is on. And you just killed the only person in your faction worth a damn.
Roll. I think you've made your point.
Roll?
Cammy? You should be dead. How? The disruptor you gave him. It was still at a lower setting.
You can't expect an infiltrator to reveal her tricks.
Next time, lower it more. Lieutenant, we need a medic. Major.
Area secure. No hostiles standing.
Steinbeck? No.
Firing downrange.
He's getting away. I thought he was unconscious.
He won't get far. Contact Dovan.
Activate census gathering field. That should keep their automated grid from noticing me. That traitor. He's ruined everything. I have to engage Contingency 3. The peace treaty must not be signed. Proximity alarm. But how?
Gotcha.
This is really delicious, CEO Nella.
Of course it is. Captain, you and your crew are welcome back here anytime, free of charge. Within reason, of course.
Of course. How did the summit go?
Very well. It will take time, but it's the first real step towards peace between the Milo Alliance and the Wanton in decades.
That's excellent. My crew and I will be here for a few more days. Maybe there'll be time for me to meet your husband between meetings. By the way, where's Mina?
I think she's trying to sneak on your ship.
I'll have Yubari tighten security. I don't even want to think about the havoc Mina could wreak on the Excelsior.
I still can't believe the entire orbit skimmer is offline until further notice.
It is being used to protect the planet, Roll. We still don't know if there are other threats to the summit.
But I never got a chance to ride it.
Well, maybe this is a chance to make up for that.
Unbelievable. We were enjoying facials, massages, and aromatherapy while Yubari was saving the planet.
Technically, it was the moon.
Why do you get to have all the fun?
You can't really complain, Neva. The spa did wonders for us. I haven't been this relaxed since I was assigned to the Excelsior. And Lorak hasn't been able to keep his eyes off you all evening.
He usually doesn't anyway, but you're right. I don't think I've ever been as pampered as I was today.
Still, it does beg the question. If our girl's day ended with one of us saving the planet, fine, the moon, how will it go tomorrow when Kestra and Adao have the day off?
In that episode, Cammy was played by Katie Gomez. Mina was Jennifer Rice. Steinbeck, Alexander Cole. Nella, Melissa Carter. Henchman, John Lingard. Henchwoman, Rachel Lebovic. The Major, Chris Bainbridge. Kestra Janiah, Jacqueline Luca. Chief Lorth, James Haney. Myers, Sean Burgos. Novacek, Robert Hawk. Park Announcement, Clay Duggar. Park Hostess, Janet Green. Nurse Hennessy, Mike Hennessy. Officers, John Allen, Sean Burgos. Thugs, Kyle McDonald, Soykin Karyol, David Botcher, Robert Hawk, John Boss. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Directed and post-produced by Jim Smagata. Executive producer, James Haney. Written by Lindsay Werner. More of her work at lindzine.com. Line producers Luke Hardy, Nathan Pope, and Alan Michael Sword. Artwork John Boz. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full credits at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks Emily Potter, Martha Haney, and Gene Roddenberry. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains a property of CBS Television Studios.
This has been an Excelsior production.
Starship log for the Kindred. Entry 1. I still don't know if I did the right thing. Stymek was an extremist, but was he right? Is my family so dependent on business that we will fall apart without war? So many of us have been hurt by the war that we only facilitate. Now, I have the resources to make a difference on my own. I know I have family who will help me. And I'm learning I might have friends who will do the same. I think I'm going to start by setting a course for... Computer, pause recording. Who's there?
Hi, Cammy.
Mina.
I was hoping I could come with you. Just for a little while.
But your parents...
They think I'm on the Excelsior.
Mina, this isn't really a good idea.
But you always said I needed some real education to learn how the universe really works.
That's true, but...
You said it yourself. Mom and Dad get so wrapped up that they don't even notice when I'm gone sometimes.
You've just been kidnapped. They'll notice you're gone.
I told you. I made them think I'm stowing away on Blue's ship.
Then you should be there. Not with me. I'm the one that had you kidnapped.
Yeah? But you didn't let anything happen to me. And you won't let anything happen to me. Please? Just for a few days?
All right. Get up here.
Yes!
Just for a few days.
Sure. Just a few days.